promise to you. Don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. Yes. And God.
God is able to do
just what He said.
Just what He said He will do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill every promise for you.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
He's able.
He's able.
We're going up. Sing God.
God is able to do
just what He said.
Just what He said He will do.
He's gonna fulfill.
He's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on God.
God,
He won't.
Very shortly, God's word will be coming our way. But one of those things that makes men and women to maximize the word of God is by expectations. God's servants are said times without numbers that expectations is what set praise for manifestations. I'd like you to come with a desperate expectation, expecting to receive from God today. And I know it's going to give you an encounter by the word. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said somebody's going on with a prophetic word that will change your life forever. If you are that person, let your amen show it. I said God is going to give somebody an encounter by the prophetic word today that will turn your generation around forever. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Sarah encountered God and the generation keep on speaking about the world. Anna encountered God's words, prophetic words, and the generation keep on talking about Samuel. Somebody today, you will encounter God's word in the name of Jesus. And it will continue to be a lifetime encounter forever. But what must you do to encounter God's word this morning? You must come with a desperate heart. Be desperate. One of our brother came to the church and said, I was expecting to receive a word from the Lord. I want you to be full of expectation this morning. And by the expectations, you will see manifestation of God's glory. Very shortly, God's servants, our mother, and my own mother, and your own mother will be coming to declare the word of God over our house. I'd like you to know that the same grace upon God's servant is resting upon her already. As she prophesies over your life will change forever. Please rise to your feet and we're going to declare in one word and say, Lord, by the prophetic word today, give me an unforgettable encounter. The encounter that I will never forget in my life. A lifetime encounter. Encounter that will speak in my generation. Lord, let me experience you by the prophetic word today. Lift your voice to Jesus and begin to pray. I need a word from you this morning. I need a word from you this morning. I need a word from you this morning. The word that will change my life. The word that will turn my life around. The word that will liberate me from all oppression of the devil. Jesus, send forth your word my way. Let your word come my way this morning. Let me experience a turnaround by your prophetic word. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'd like you to know that God's servant, Pastor Mommy Faith Oyedepo, is in the house. Together, let us put a hand together for Jesus as we welcome our mommy in the faith as he come and declare prophetic word over our life. Please put your hand together for Jesus. Keep on putting your hand together for Jesus. Put your hand together for Jesus. Put a hand. Keep on putting your hand together for Jesus. Put your hand together for Jesus.
If it's Jesus you are clapping for, not any man, make it bigger, make it louder, make it bigger, make it louder. You can do better than that. Let somebody shout glory. Would you please bow your heads one more time? Oh God, it is unto you that we have gathered. Our hearts are opened right now. Jesus, the giver of life, meet each and every one of us today at the very point of our needs. Change our story. Turn our lives around positively. Amen. Establish each one's destiny. Amen. And let your name be glorified. Amen. Father, thank you. We give you praise and glory. Because none of us here today will return the same way we have come. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Shout it louder, amen. With a smile on your face, before you take your seat, turn to your neighbor on my behalf. Shake your neighbor's hand. Say, neighbor, Today is your day. Your day of testimony. I congratulate you. Shake your neighbor's hand with a smile on your face. And why don't you say the same thing to yourself? Today is my day. My day of breakthrough. Say it confidently. Today is my day. My day of breakthrough. My day of testimony. My day of encounter. In Jesus' name. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus. And please, you may be seated. Praise God. I said, praise God. It's a great privilege for me today to be here in our midst, to be a part of the great blessing and the great things that God is doing in this place. Myself and our second daughter, Joyce, is here with me. Joyce, raise your hands and let them see you. And I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ from God's servant, the presiding bishop, Dr. David Oyedepo, who has sent me to be here today. And I know that the purpose for which God has ordained for me to be here today shall be fulfilled in somebody's life. I know that God sent me here today because of somebody. And I don't know who that person is, but whoever that person is, I congratulate you. Because today, as you have declared, is your day of encounter. Shout louder, amen. And I bring you greetings also all the way from Canaan land, in Faith Tabernacle, Altar, Africa. What God has ordained for this service shall find complete fulfillment in everyone's life in Jesus' name. The theme for the month has been declared to us, and we all heard that clearly being read to us during the announcement. And the prophetic focus for the month says, God still works wonders through praise. Can we say that together, everyone, please? One, two, go. One more time. Would you please turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor the same thing? God still works wonders through praise. He will do it again in your life. Shout aloud, amen. And all through this month of November, our teaching series is captioned, Engaging the Power of Praise for Our Desired Turnaround. Can you say that with me, please? Engaging the Power of Praise for Our Desired Turnaround. One more time. Engaging the Power of Praise for Our Desired Turnaround. Every area of your life where you desire a positive turnaround, this month, through the instrumentality of praise, God will make it happen for you. Amen. If you believe that's for you, let your amen show it. He will not only make it happen for you, he will make it happen for you speedily. Amen. Shout aloud, amen. And I want to admonish each and every one of us as we begin to take a look at this subject very, very importantly. I'd like you to please pay rapt attention for the remaining part of this service today, because as we go through this service, specific miracles shall be happening in people's lives. And I don't know that particular area of your life where you believe God for a miracle. But I'd like to let you know the miracle working God, the God of winners, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo, the one that changes people's story, is in the house today. And he is here because of somebody. And you are that person. Amen. That God will change your story. Amen. So as we go through this service today, please pay rapt attention and be personal. Be what? Be personal. Be personal with your God. Don't get lost in the crowd. Christianity is not a society. It is a personal relationship with the Almighty God. Be focused. Refuse every form of distraction. Because you and I have only one life to live. It's given unto man, the Bible says, once to live. How many times? And after that, the judgment. After that, the judgment. And on that judgment day, we'll be standing one by one. Not church by church. Not group by group. Not society by society. Not even family by family. One by one. One by one. And what you do with your relationship with God while you are here on earth determines your placement in heaven. You shall make it. Amen. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? That shall not be you. Amen. You will make it here on earth. Amen. And you'll make it in heaven. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen? Amen. So be personal with God. Please help me tell your neighbor, be personal with God. Tell someone the same thing on the other side, be personal with God. Then tell yourself, I shall be personal with God. Shout the Lord, amen. Amen. Lift your right hand to the Lord and say, Lord. Say it again, Lord. Louder yet, Lord. Give me a personal experience with you today. Say it again, Lord. Give me a personal experience with you today. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. Shout aloud, amen. Engaging the power of praise for our desired turnarounds. Let's take our text from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we read just one verse of scripture, verse 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to be reading that together. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22. Everybody together, one, two, go. Can we take that one more time? One, two, go. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushmen against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. When they began to sing, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord took over their battles. And when he did, all their enemies were smitten. But that did not happen until they began to praise the Almighty God. It's important for us to understand, people of God, that life is full of challenges. At work, probably you have been overdue for promotion. It's not forthcoming. Probably you are looking for a job and it seems it's not forthcoming. Probably yours might be family related. Probably yours might be health issues. Life is full of challenges. But the good news is God has already made a way for triumph for you and I, who are his children. And so there will be definitely times in one's life when things happen and it seems like you don't even know what to do. Has it ever happened to anyone here? It seems like you've reached like the end of the rope. And you're wondering, what next? The good news is, at such times, when it seems you don't know what else to do, praise is the thing to do. What is it?
Praise.
Switch over to praises. When the challenges of life seem to be overwhelming, and it seems you don't know what else to do, switch over to praising God. Praise Him anyhow. Praise Him for who He is. Praising God is not limited to what He has done for you. You don't praise God only for what He has done. You praise Him for who He is, what He has done, notwithstanding. What you think He ought to have done, but you have not yet seen, notwithstanding. God is God, irrespective of your situation. Now hear a loud amen.
Amen.
God is God, your circumstances, notwithstanding. God is God. The challenges of life you might be facing, notwithstanding. But for Him to come into your situation and turn things around positively for you, what you need to do is to praise Him. Because God is God. Say with me, God is God.
God is
God. Can I hear you say it again? Please turn to your neighbor, tell him or her the same thing. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
But what is in praise? Very importantly, what is in praise? One, God is in praise. Who is in praise? Say with me, God is in praise. We just read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 22. When they began to praise, God stepped in. When they began to praise, God stepped in. And then in the book of Psalm chapter 22 and verse 3, God inhabits the praises of His people. God inhabits. To inhabit means to dwell, not going and coming. God dwells in the midst of praise. So wherever praise is present, God is what? God is present. We read in Psalm 67 at the onset and our call to worship. And we see it clearly there again. What is in praise? So we must understand very clearly from the onset that God is in praise. How many of us need more of God in our lives? Can I see your hands up? Say to me, Lord, I need more of You. In every area of my life. So help me God. Shout aloud, amen. So God is in praise. What is in praise? Number two, very importantly, revelation. Everybody say revelation. Say it again, revelation. One more time. Revelation is in praise. And what is revelation? No assumption. Revelation simply means spiritual illumination. Revelation means what? Spiritual illumination. And what does that connote? Spiritual illumination simply means spiritual light. And the book of Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for your light has come. Until your light comes, your shining is not in view. But when revelation comes, illumination comes. When illumination comes, light comes. When light comes, what happens to darkness? Darkness flees. What is in praise, therefore? Revelation is in praise. And remember, we said revelation means light, which means when revelation comes, light comes, and when light comes, darkness flees. Everything that is evil is darkness. Sickness, failure, depression, confusion. Whatever does not represent light that followed you to this service today must not go back home with you. Yeah. I can't hear you believing amen. No? Yeah. And I don't care what that thing is. I don't care for how long it's been there. Because now, as you are receiving the word of life, illumination is coming. Yeah. Light is coming. Yeah. And when light comes, darkness is not permitted to be around. Therefore, everything darkness in everyone's life here today, I declare them cursed. Yeah. What is in praise? Number three, anointing. Everybody say with me, anointing. Remember where we started from? What is in praise? Number one, God is in praise. What is in praise? Number two. Okay, what is in praise? Number three, anointing. Anointing is in praise. Psalm 92. Verses 1 to 15, but in particular, verse 10, but my horn shall thou anoint like the head of an eucan. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. With fresh oil. Anointing is in praise. Therefore, the more we praise God, the more anointed we become. The more we praise God, the fresher the oil becomes upon our head and upon our lives. The more we praise God, the more the oil from heaven flows unto us. Therefore, in this month of praise, I see fresh anointing coming upon everyone's life and changing our story. And making us more effective for our God in every area of life in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, when you change the oil in your car, even the sound of the car shows it. But when the oil is stale, that car, that vehicle is at risk. It's the same thing with the anointing. When the anointing is stale, there is risk. But when it's fresh, it shows. Therefore, throughout this month of praise, I see fresh oil. Fresh oil from heaven flowing upon your head and turning you to a terror to all of your adversaries. If you believe that, let your amen show it. Psalm 119 and verse 164, we see the story of King David there. David, a man that will praise God 7 times a day. No wonder he never lost any battle. If you have lost any battle in your life before, the last one that you lost shall be the last you will ever lose. Can I hear a believing amen? Amen. What is in praise? Number four, signs and wonders. Everybody say with me, signs and wonders. Say it again. Louder yet. Signs and wonders is in praise. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11. God is glorious in holiness and fearful in what? In praises. Doing wonders. Doing what? Doing what? Doing what? God does wonders when we praise Him. God does wonderful things. What is a wonder? Simple. A wonder is what people see and makes them to wonder. They keep asking themselves, what has happened? Is he the same man? Is she the same woman? He used to be in debt. She used to be a beggar. What has happened to her? She used to bow down her head all the time. He used to be sorrowful. Now he smiles every time you see him. They begin to wonder. That becomes somebody's story. If you are that person, let your amen show it. What are we saying there for signs and wonders? In praises. Therefore, beginning with this month, God will turn you to a sign. Yeah. Not only that, he will turn you to a wonder. To someone that people will see and they begin to wonder at you. They will not only wonder, they will tell you they want to follow you to serve your God. If that's for you, let your amen show it. So, shall it be for you in Jesus' name. It's important for us, therefore, however, to realize all of this following as we talk about engaging the power of praise for our desired turnarounds. All through scriptures, we see turnarounds in various shapes and dimensions that have taken place through the instrumentality of the power of praise. We'll take a look at a few of them, and your own shall be the next in Jesus' name. Number one, we see supernatural church growth through the power of praise. Supernatural what? Can you say that with me, everyone, please? Say it again, everyone. In Acts chapter 2, beginning from verse 47, we see the early church. The Bible tells us they were praising God. They were praising God daily. They were praising God daily. And because they were doing that, God was adding to them. The more they were praising God, the more additions they were enjoying. Therefore, you find out that supernatural church growth is one of the things that happen when you engage in praising God. And of course, this ministry is a very, very good example for you to understand. If you don't know of any other, I can never forget when this commission started many years ago. Sometimes, midweek service, you have four people globally. Worldwide, the signboard says at the gate, World Outreach Center. But when you enter in there, four people. Sunday service, sometimes 17 people, children and adults. Thank God today here in Atlanta, God has expanded us. We have a separate facility for the children. I thought somebody would shout a loud amen for that. The last time I was here, we were all there crowded together. But thank God today, the children are having a wonderful time over there. And the parents are here in a separate environment. But remember, this is not your resting place. Amen. Very soon, God will still enlarge us. Amen. Some of you are not saying you believe in a miracle. Amen. 17 people on Sunday, children and adults in service. And then you talk about people collecting offering. Children were part of the people collecting offering. Some of those pictures are there today. Probably some of you must have seen some of them in some of the documentaries or books or something. Sometimes you see children, you know, taking offering and they are looking in the other direction. They have played away. Because we're so many. So many. Today you have one person per chair right here. Then we used to have like three benches to one person. Not chairs, but benches. You know benches? Three pews. To one person. You sit on one, put your Bible in the one in front of you, then put your hand, the one behind you. That will tell you how full the house used to be. But through the power of praise, from the onset, God's servant, the presiding bishop, always told us we owe God praise. And that's why you see, for example, in this ministry globally, once every month, the last Sunday of every month is usually our Thanksgiving service. We dance, we rejoice, we clap, we praise God, and then we bring out our offering. It has become our tradition. And that is one of the secrets of church growth that we're enjoying in this commission. That's one of the secrets. We are told the secret of men are in their stories. You look around, and God's servant will tell us, you owe God praise. If only one person came, it's God that brought the person. For no one can come, the Bible says, except my Father that is in heaven draws him. So while you have in your service here one newcomer, rejoice, be glad, be excited, give God praise, magnify the name of the Lord. Because God went to town and brought new people. It's not your flyers. It's not your invitation. It is God himself that has brought them. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
And then as we were praising God, God began to increase us from 17 to 21 and then to 90 and then to 120 to 150 to 200, 500, 1,000. Wow! Now, see what the Lord has done. Virtually every nation of the earth today, through, among other things, the instrumentality of their power of praise. You desire church growth? Then be armed with the weapon of praise. Praising God for who he is. And as you continue to do that genuinely from the depth of your heart, God begins to turn around your story. Shout hallelujah. Number two, supernatural harvest of blessings. Supernatural harvest of blessings. One of the things, like we talked about, is supernatural church growth. The second one is supernatural harvest of blessings. Now, many of us have sown seeds into the ground over the years, into the kingdom earth. For example, in this season of Operation Go Forward, many of us have taken time to pray. How many of you have been involved in praying during this season of Operation Go Forward? Wave your hands up. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you have taken time to evangelize, to talk to somebody about Jesus, give out a flyer, or invite someone to church? Can I see your hands up? Wave your hands to the Lord during this season. God bless you. Put your hands down. These are all spiritual seeds where God desires for you to be blessed in return. God owes no people. God does not owe people. God is not a user of men. Remember the other Shiloh, God's servant, said it over and again and drummed it into our ears and our hearts. God is not a robber. My God is not a robber. How many of you remember that Shiloh? I can never forget that in my life. My God is not a robber. Say that with me, please, everyone.
My God is not a robber.
Say it again confidently.
My God is not a robber.
Tell your neighbor the same thing, please.
My God is not a robber.
Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
You have sown seeds into the kingdom earth. God is not a robber. Many of you spend your time, your energy, your resources, probably in counseling, in inviting people, in bringing them to church, in evangelizing, in prayers. My God is not a robber. Say it again, please.
My God is not a robber.
Many of you are in service groups of one kind or another, ushering, hospitality, choir. That was powerful ministration this morning. Help me give the choir, please, a big, big clap offering. God bless you. Choir, traffic, children's department, wherever you are serving on the camera stand, I like you to remember this morning, my God is not a robber. Say it again, please.
My God is not a robber.
All these are spiritual seeds. And when you sow seed into the ground, what do you expect? You expect a harvest. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. For while the earth remaineth, seed time and what? And harvest shall not cease. But for your harvest to come, praise is a must. For your harvest to come, praise is what? A must. Thank God for the seed that you have sown and that you keep sowing. But how much of your seed are you watering? Praise is equivalent to watering your seed. If you put seed in the ground and the ground is hot and there is no water, it will die. Your seed shall not die. Yeah. Your investment shall not be wasted. Yeah. I can't hear you loud, amen, please. Yeah. I said your investment shall not be wasted. Yeah. For you, therefore, to harvest your investment into the kingdom of God back, as promised by God, praise is a must. Let the people praise the Lord. Psalm 67, where we read. Then the earth will do what? Yield her increase. Until the people praise the Lord, the earth is not permitted to yield her increase. Until you praise the Lord, your harvest is not permitted to come back to you. Your harvest shall not be wasted. Amen. Now hear like that, amen. Amen. So, as you are serving God in your various units, in ushering, hospitality, whatever, be praiseful. Be thankful. Do it with excitement, not with a frown face. As you are inviting someone to church, you are going out on evangelism, either personally or as a group. Remember, we have 2 weeks to go to November 20. And then Operation Go Forward will officially come to an end. How much seed would you claim you have put in the ground? Because of course, if there's no seed in the ground, no matter how much water you pour, will you have a harvest? When others are harvesting blessings, you will not go empty. I said you will not go empty. So between now and 20th November, grace to be able to sow more seeds into the kingdom earth and bring people to the kingdom of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. And how many of you receive grace between now and next Sunday to invite someone to come to church with you next Sunday between now? That's a long time. Between now and next Sunday to believe God that someone else will come to church with you here. Lift up your hand if you believe God for that. Now, because you believe God for it, receive the wisdom. Amen. Receive the grace. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Shout aloud, amen. Amen. So, when you sow seed in the ground, you must water it. And then, your harvest of blessings comes. Therefore, supernatural harvest of blessings is one of the things that happens that we enjoy as turned around during praise. And from this moment forward, that shall be your experience in Jesus' name. Number 3, supernatural return on seed sown. Especially your financial seed. Supernatural return on your seed sown. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. The Bible makes it very clear. Praise is the fruit of our lips. Praise, praise is the fruit of our lips. Hebrews 13, 15. And then of course, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 14 makes it also abundantly clear. When you sow seed in the ground, supernatural harvest is your portion, but it doesn't come until you praise God. There are some people, they give, but as they give, they never expect harvest. Offering time, yes. Kolo drop in the bucket, but no expectation. Some others, they drop it with frowning faces. Oh, these ushers are coming again. If I don't drop anything in the bucket, the way they'll be looking at me will not be interesting. So, at least, to satisfy the ushers, they drop something. You lose your harvest. You are not giving because of any usher. You are not giving because of the pastor. You are not giving because of the church. You are not giving because of God. Does that shock you? No. You are giving because of yourself. I give because of myself. Because it's out of the abundance that God has given that we give back unto Him. I tell people every time, especially when people come around to say, oh, God bless you, thank you for this and this and this that you have done. I tell people every time, it's a privilege. Because indeed, have you ever thought about this? Every human being on planet Earth was born naked. Everyone, black, white, green, yellow. Everyone. Born how? No one came to this world with clothes, did you? No one came to this world with money, did you? No one came to this world with dollars or pounds or whatever the currency of your nation might be. Everyone came to this world naked. And when you are living, you're going with nothing. Does that shock you? When you are living here, you are going with nothing. The only thing you are living here with is your relationship with your God. Nobody cares the kind of clothes you wear, so don't buy clothes on credit. Nobody cares the kind of cars you ride. Don't die in debt. When they are writing about your biography, if it's going to take place, no one will write about the kind of car you rode, the kind of house you lived in, whether it was a glass one or a wooden one, the kind of clothes you wore, whether black, yellow, or green. They rather write about your impact. They write about your legacy. Are you leaving one behind? Think about that deeply. Life is much more than food and drink and clothes and houses. It's much more about your relationship with your Maker. And the lives of men and women that you are impacting or you have impacted while you are here on earth. Please, mind why you are here on earth. Don't lose focus. You shall fulfill destiny. Number four. Remember I said, number one, supernatural church growth. Number two, what? Harvest of blessing. Number three, what? And then now number four, supernatural fruitfulness. And I love this. Fruitfulness in all of your endeavors, including the fruitfulness in your body. Joel chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. It says, because of lack of praise and lack of joy, all the harvest of the field perishes. Your harvest will not perish. Psalm 67, we read that a while ago also, verses 5 to 7. When we praise God, then it says, the earth will yield her increase. Fruitfulness is one of the blessings and turnarounds that we enjoy when we praise God. Fruitfulness. Your life shall never be barren. Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen.
Amen.
Testimonies left, right, and center talks about fruitfulness, joy, gladness, increases on every side, impact. That's fruitfulness, including the fruitfulness in every area of your life, in the works of your hands, in your relationship with people, in your body. Fruitfulness all around you is one of the blessings we enjoy when we praise God. Therefore, today, as you listen to this word, every area of your life that might have been termed barren, we decree them to become fruitful.
Amen.
Can I hear louder? Amen.
Amen.
Remember the story of Hannah in the Bible? Hannah was there, barren without a child. For how long, we are not told. But thank God, Hannah went to Shiloh. 1 year. She'd been going there before, but this year was with a difference. And thank God, you just heard about Shiloh 2016. How many of you are excited about Shiloh 2016? Praise the Lord. Like we heard in that epistle, God's servant said, he will see you there. You shall be there with your harvest of testimony. Before Shiloh, God will change your story. Because indeed your case, your case, your case, your case, shout aloud, amen. So this time around, Hannah went to Shiloh with a different mindset. Had an encounter with God. And then the Bible tells us very clearly, which is very interesting, her countenance was no more sad. Which means before, she used to be sad. You can't praise God in sadness. No. And so, everyone under the sound of my voice today that came into this service with the spirit of depression, of heaviness, sadness, lack of joy, I declare all those spirits cursed in your life. And I declare your total liberty and freedom. Can I hear louder? Amen. Her countenance was no more sad. No wonder she returned from that Shiloh, a different Hannah. That same way you are returning from this service today, a different person. And I decree and declare fruitfulness in every area of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. One of the testimonies today in Canaan land during the service, very, very amazing. A woman came out to give testimony of God blessing her with the fruit of the womb after 35 years. After 35 years. How many years? Not that she's 35 years old, but she'd been married 35 years. Now came out with a baby. Awesome God! Awesome God! Awesome God! With our God, all things are possible. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Some time ago, we had a family that came out to give their testimony. They'd been married for 40 years. How many years? How many years? Maybe some of you have heard about that story. 40 years married. Educated people. They studied in Europe. Did all humanly possible. But God stepped into their situation. Bouncing baby boy after 40 years. Bouncing baby boy after 40 years. Whatsoever might have been declared fruitless in your life. Today, I speak the word of life unto it. And I decree and declare it fruitful. If you receive that, shout the louder, amen. And then, of course, the next one is supernatural breakthroughs. How many of you want more breakthroughs in your life? Can I see your hands up? Wave your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, more supernatural breakthroughs. Shout a believing amen.
Amen.
Supernatural breakthrough. The more praiseful we are, the greater the breakthroughs we command. The more praiseful, the more breakthroughs. The more praiseful, the more breakthroughs. The more praiseful, the more breakthroughs. You know what that also means? The less praiseful, the less breakthroughs. The more you complain and murmur, the more breakdowns. That shall not be your portion. Psalm 114, beginning from verse 1. I love that scripture. The Bible makes it very clear. As they began to praise God, all the mountains were skipping like rams. Jordan was driven back. Every mountain, every hill, every challenge of life that came in here to you today, with you today, because in a short while, we shall be having a very short session of praise here. And you'll be praising God for who He is by yourself. And as you do that, every mountain before you will crumble. Can I hear a louder amen? And then finally, fulfillment of prophecy. Fulfillment of prophecy. Can you say that with me, please, everyone? Number one, we said what? Supernatural church growth. Number two, harvest of blessings. Number three, good. Number four, fruitfulness. Number five, and then number seven, number six, fulfillment of prophecy. Praise engenders fulfillment of prophecy. Praise engenders. It brings about fulfillment of prophecies. And remember, this year has been declared our year from glory to what? It doesn't matter your situation up to now. If you key in to praising God, the remaining days of this month beginning, God will speedily fulfill that prophecy in your life.
Amen.
Among other things, God's servant told us very clearly that minimum four quantum leaps. How many?
Four.
How many?
Four.
Did you hear that here? Were you told?
Yes.
Did you understand it?
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether you have enjoyed any up to now or not. Minimum four must take place in your own life. And in case you have already enjoyed four before now, God can give you another four.
Amen.
Because everything that you and ever I will ever need is available with God. He's not going to look for them. He is the creator, the manufacturer, the owner. And he can decide whoever he wants to give them to. And what a joy, you are his choice. I said, what a joy. You are his choice.
Amen.
I said, what a joy. You are his choice.
Amen.
Fulfillment of prophecies. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 36. Hebrews 10, 36. Hebrews 10, 36. God's word has gone ahead of you. Minimum. Minimum. Four. That means at least four. It is permitted to be more. Minimum four. You are not permitted to experience less than four quantum leaps. Outstanding. The word quantum simply means outstanding, undeniable leaps this year, 2016. So be expectant. The best is yet to come for you. Thank God for all that he has done in your life. But what God will do between now and Shiloh will surpass what he has done from the beginning of the year until now. If you receive it, say, I receive it.
I receive it.
This year, 2016, God will turn you to the envy of your mockers.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 5. Isaiah 38 and verses 1 to 5. All those who have been mocking you before are mocking your God. Oh, church, every day, every time, every Sunday, every weekday, hour of prayer, every morning. Always inviting people to church. All those who have been mocking you before, they will follow you to serve your God.
Yeah.
If you believe that's for you, let your amen show it.
Yeah.
In conclusion, today is a miracle day. And you are living here with your desired miracles.
Yeah.
I say you are living here with your desired miracles.
Yeah.
Please understand your God is a miracle working God. Say that with me, please. My God is a miracle working God. Say confidently. Would you help me convince your neighbor? Tell someone on the other side the same thing. Say it again, the louder you can. My God is a miracle working God. Shout aloud,
amen.
When we praise God, miracles take place. What's a miracle? No assumption. What is a miracle? A miracle is simply an act of God that you cannot explain, but you cannot deny it. Inexplainable, but undeniable act of God. That's a miracle. Inexplainable, but undeniable act of God in the life of a man. That's a miracle. How do you explain, for example, Abraham and Sarah? Sarah was about 90, Abraham about 100. Inexplainable. But they still gave birth to Isaac. That's a miracle. Amen? How do you explain Lazarus was dead in the grave stinking? And yet Jesus gave thanks and he came out. How do you explain that? Inexplainable, but undeniable. Whatever might be your own Lazarus that has been in the grave stinking, maybe your job, your career, your family, your health, today, even today, when, as we praise God, your Lazarus will come out of the grave. Can I hear louder? Amen. Can I hear louder? Amen. I said today your Lazarus will come out of the grave. I'll never forget one stunning testimony. And maybe some of you must have heard this because it was read over and again at the Faith Tabernacle. A young child, I think about 9 years old, died. And what happened to her before she died was she had a kidney problem. And this girl had a brother who was a student. I think he's still a student at the Covenant University. And the girl was put in the morgue. The father went back home, and according to the testimony, the father said he saw in a vision, a dream, or whatever, God's servant, the bishop, appeared to him and said, go to the morgue and bring your daughter home. This girl was dead already, stone dead. And the father got up, went to the morgue, to the hospital, took the dead child back home. This was on a Wednesday. Took the dead child back home, put the girl on the bed. No sound, no voice. That was on a Wednesday. By Thursday, stroke Friday morning, guess what happened? A miracle. Inexplainable, but undeniable. The girl came back to life. Not only that, took her back to the hospital, brand new kidney. Brand new kidney. How do you explain that? Inexplainable, but undeniable. Somebody says, in this world that we live in, yes, so your case, different. And your case is too simple for God to handle. May I declare very clearly, therefore, in closing, there is no closed case with God. Therefore, your case is not closed. Concerning your career, your case is not closed. Concerning your health, your case is not closed. They might have given you a death bill and told you you will live without sickness all the days of your life. I'm glad to announce to you, your case is not closed. Every terminal disease today shall be permanently terminated. If you believe that, let your amen show it. I said, if you believe that, let your amen show it. Therefore, be full of expectation. Tell yourself, this month is my month. This month is my month. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Again, 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 and again, and again. Say it confidently. Say it believingly. This month is my month. Say it again and again and again and again and again and again. This month is my month. Shout aloud, amen. And this is the 11th month of the year. Our God is the God of 11th hour. What men thought would have never been possible in your life, your God will make it happen speedily. I said, your God will make it happen speedily. Therefore, receive grace to praise God acceptably. Receive grace to praise God acceptably. Receive grace to praise God acceptably. Every spirit of murmuring, of grumbling, of complaining, God, God, why me, when, God, God, how long, all the things that grumble and murmur and complain in anyone's life here today is hereby declared cursed. Rise up on your feet, please, everyone. And lift up your right hand to the Lord and say it again with me. This is my season. Say confident, this is my season. Louder, louder, this is my season. One more time, this is my season. For a turn around. Lift up your right hand to the Lord and receive grace. Lord, give me grace to praise you acceptably. I'm ready for my turnaround. I'm set for my turnaround. Give me grace to praise you acceptably. I'm ready for my turnaround. Speak to the Lord. Speak to the Lord by yourself. Pray that prayer for yourself. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Give me grace to praise you acceptably. Lord, give me grace. Is somebody praying? Is somebody speaking to the Lord? Don't keep your mouth shut. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Lift up your voice to the Lord. Don't keep quiet. Give me grace, Lord. to praise you acceptably. Pray, 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 pray right now. Pray, 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 pray right now. Speak to the Lord right now. Speak to the Lord right now. Give me grace, Lord, to praise you acceptably. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Would you please lift up your right hand to the Lord? Say after me, oh God, right now, I surrender unto you everything that murmurs, grumbles, and complains in my life. No more. No more. No more from today. Oh Lord, give me grace to praise you acceptably from this moment. So help me God. In Jesus' name, shout aloud, amen. Amen. Please bow your heads, everyone, in a moment. Bow your heads, please, and all eyes closed. Shortly, we'll get into a session of praise. Just short and sharp, about 5 minutes or thereabout. But before then, if you are here today, you are not born again. You are not a child of God. Your name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you know it. I want to say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I want to be born again. Or you were born again and you know that your relationship with God is no more the way it used to be. I want to say, Jesus, I'm coming back home. I want to rededicate my life to you so I can make heaven. Wherever you may be right now, because God is about to do a quick work in everyone's life. But before we get into that session of praise, you belong to any of these two categories, please lift up your right hand wherever you may be. I want to be able to pray with you right now so that your life will never be down, so that your life will never be down, so that your life will never be down. So that your life will never be down. So that your life will never be down.